going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
106.7 The Fan. Obviously, a lot of basketball news last night. Somehow Dallas got the number one overall pick. Somehow the Wiz fell all the way to sixth. Just a really disappointing night for hoops heads in the DMV. Helping us to make sense of it all is John Hollinger from The Athletic. You can give him a follow at John Hollinger, Hollinger. John, thanks very much for joining us. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, although I must admit, as a lifelong Commanders fan, I am crushed that I can't talk to Brian Mitchell this morning.
Oh, dude, we'll have you back. We will fix that. B is on his way to Seattle for a golf trip, so he's escaping all the rain on the East Coast for all the rain on the West Coast. But we can fix that, I promise.
Okay, that's cool. You know, it's funny. Right after the lottery, I ran into San Antonio Spurs general manager Brian Wright, and I don't know if you know this, but he is also a huge Commanders fan. We did not spend any time talking about San Antonio moving up to number two. We spent the entire time talking about whether we approved of taking a tackle over an edge rusher at number one, and whether this time we drafted a cornerback who can actually play. So that was the gist of our conversation last night. So
I love
anyway,
that.
Sorry to go off the rails right away here.
But. No, dude, you're good. I love that, man. You gotta focus on what's important.
Exactly.
As for the Wiz, I mean, last night literally could not have gone any worse.
Yeah, I think mathematically that's correct. That was the worst it could have gone. Now they were only about 50-50 to end up in the top four. So there was, I think, roughly a 1 in 4 chance that they could end up at six, which is where they ended up. So, yeah, not great for the season they endured, right? but this was always a distinct possibility at the same time. And it's part of the calculus on tanking that, you know, if you have the worst record in the league, it's still only a 1 in 7 chance that you're going to end up with the number one pick. And most of the time you're going to be picking somewhere further down and trying to make the best of it. So this is sort of what's baked in now. And I think it's generally for the better to disincentivize tanking, but you hate to see a team and its fans kind of suffer to the extent that Washington's did this year and not get a little more out of it than the sixth pick.
I think what's so tough, John, is this team, I feel like, finally was going about it the correct way, where you can call it tanking, and I understand that. And, you know, they played a lot of young guys, and they did all these different things after the new regime comes in, moves on from Beal, and does all these different things. But it felt like, you know, this team actually had a direction where they kind of understood the assignment, and all the guys, Sarr, Carrington, Keyshawn George, when they got A.J. Johnson in the trade for Kuzma, like they played all these young guys, they got them their experience, and at the end of the road here, where you're hoping maybe you can add a Cooper Flagg or a Dylan Harper, or maybe even an Ace Bailey, they end up getting the sixth pick. And I understand your point about you don't want to encourage tanking, but it felt like the Wiz finally did stuff the right way, and I don't necessarily agree that what they were doing was tanking, and yet they kind of get screwed with the sixth pick there.
Yeah, exactly. And to your point, I mean, this is the path they should have gone down a long time ago and were resisting it to kind of chase 40 wins in the eighth seed with Beal for a few years there. And then I think the thing to remember, too, is that in this process, Washington has also accumulated a whole bunch of other draft assets besides their own pick that are going to start coming into play here as we get further down the road. These pick swaps with Phoenix in particular from the Beal trade, given how the Suns' future looks, those look extremely promising, and those could be, depending on where the Wizards are, I mean, those can be trade assets too. They don't necessarily have to be used on a pick in 2030. So there's still a lot to be optimistic about. I think, you know, Michael Winger's whole crew kind of came in and did some a needed organizational facelift, and it's still early days there. So we'll probably be talking again after the 2026 lottery, to be honest, right? And yeah, that's okay.
I know that you're correct, but gosh, it just seems like it's so far away. But I'm trying to remind myself of how much the end of the Beal era, fighting for a seven seed only to lose in five games, how much that sucked too.
That was like the high watermark.
Right. We are on the Rude guest hotline talking with John Hollinger. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. John, I mean, you worked for the Grizzlies at a really high level. Like, you know the NBA inside and out. What do you say to the claims? Listen, I am not a conspiracy theorist, but it's really hard to ignore Dallas traded away Luka in secret, and then 3 months later, they get the number one overall pick.
I don't really see those two as connected, I guess. Like, I don't know.
But
if I was going to be rigging things for the league, I wouldn't be like, oh, let's give these idiots another chance, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, it's in the league's interest to not have the Southwest Division win the lottery every single year. Like, they probably would have really liked to see Washington or Charlotte win this and balance out the conferences a little. So, to me it was like the opposite of what you would have expected if things were rigged.
All right, but the one problem with the NBA, including its television partners, ESPN, Turner, like, they're all going hard on this. The perception is awful. And I can totally understand where you're coming from as somebody that worked in the league and understands it on, like, a entirely more granular level. But, like, the perception of this is awful for a league that has – what's so crazy about the NBA is the playoffs are so – magnificent, and their regular season product is so broken, and like, it just continues like negative conversation surrounding the NBA, at least domestically.
Yeah, I mean, they have people in the room every year, reporters and whatnot. Like, I don't know what more they could do to be more open about the fact that it would be basically impossible to do, I guess, what some people think that might happen with the lottery. So I don't know what to say about that part. I mean, they, to their credit, they have done some things to change, like, because, so my second to last year with the Grizzlies was 2018, where it was a loaded draft, right? It was, you know, Luka, Jaren Jackson ended up, you know, Trae Young, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you know, Ayton ended up being the number one pick. We all thought he was going to be awesome. He ended up not being quite as good as we thought. But so everyone was, shall we say, positioning themselves for that draft. And that was when, if you had the worst record, you had a 25% chance getting number one. And the efforts to position teams for that draft was definitely more egregious than anything we've seen since then, since they modified it. And I think we see why. I mean, Washington, for instance, Bob Carrington made that crazy shot to win the last game of the season, and it puts them ahead of Utah. But it ended up, like, it didn't matter. It was still 14% for them to get the number one pick either way, right? And so, like, that shot moves them from 5 to 6. Like, it's just not a big deal. And I think that's a good thing for the league that's the case now.
I'm with you. We're talking with John Hollinger here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give John a follow at John Hollinger, HOLLINGER, noted Burgundy and Gold fan. Let's switch from, I think, like, what is probably unintelligent yet pissed off discourse surrounding the riggedness of the lottery to I have really enjoyed watching the Knicks beat the Celtics. Boston just seems one of these teams that has so much success that they kind of just – they seem like slightly disinterested or something. I don't know how best to describe it. But obviously last night everything changes with the Tatum injury. What do we know, and what's Boston's path going forward?
Well, so they're doing an MRI today. I haven't seen any news yet. I think the expectation, unfortunately, is that he probably hurt his Achilles. We've all seen Achilles injuries and what they look like and how players react. And this is, you know, follows the exact kind of framework of that, in which case, I mean, that's a year injury. And so that changes a ton of things for Boston. I mean, they have this crazy expensive roster already that they were already looking at, you know, where they might have to cut next year just to avoid the repeater tax and the second apron penalties. And I think that's only going to be more imperative if they're looking at not having Tatum next year anyway. You know, there's Al Horford is another question now. I mean, he's what, 38 or 39, his contract's expiring. Is tomorrow his last game? Like, you can't rule that out, right? Like, he just decides to walk away, or if he decides to go somewhere else next year. Right. So there's a lot that's suddenly in play in Boston for their future, where, you know, when you woke up yesterday morning, you're thinking they had this half decade window with the two Jays, and man, one injury changes your fortunes in basketball pretty quickly. So it's pretty devastating to watch. He was playing so great in that game too. Even as the Celtics themselves were struggling with New York, I've been kind of shocked by that because they owned the Knicks in the regular season the four times they played them. But you know, hat tip to Karl Towns especially, who I think has held up a lot better defensively in these playoffs than anyone expected. And New York is now, I mean, if you look at a New York Indiana series now, be a repeat of them playing a year ago, and a very interesting series to determine who gets a spot in the finals.
I mean, you mentioned Indiana there. How shocked are you by how that series has gone? Is it more of what Indiana has done in the series, or is it the Cavaliers have not been able to play like they had all season long because they looked so impressive this year, and now they're down 3-1?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some injury issues with Cleveland that impacted that. Garland didn't play the first two games. Mobley didn't play game two. Hunter didn't play game two. Donovan Mitchell played game four, did not look like himself at all, even before he went out at halftime. So that part has been troubling. But the other part is that Indiana got off to a very slow start this year, but they've been gangbusters since the midpoint of the season. So I think they profiled as tougher than a typical four seed that you might face. And that's been a factor in it too. Cause that, I mean, game four, especially obviously, they just came out and killed them. And part of that was Cleveland was sluggish or whatever, but Indiana played so well. I mean, I just don't know who was beating that Pacer team on that night, the way they played.
Yeah.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And the Pacers have been great, and I who knows? I mean, at this point, maybe the Knicks win the damn title. I don't know. But it feels like to me the title winner's coming out of Thunder Nuggets out of that series. Obviously, I think they play tonight. What do you think of that matchup, and who do you think gets out of there?
I agree with you. I think Thunder Nuggets winner would have the advantage. They'd have home court over Minnesota next round. If it's Minnesota that advances, which I think it probably will be. And I think Oklahoma City, basically, this is working out almost like Boston the year before and Denver the year before that, where the bracket just kind of is falling away. And all the teams that really matched up and could have maybe given them a series are gone by the time they get to that round. That, like, this could end up just being a really soft, easy run for them, depending. I think fatigue is starting to catch up to the Nuggets. They played a 7-game series last round. They had one day off before game one of this series. It's just been every other day since then. They're playing all their starters 40 minutes every game. The Thunder play very fast. I think this could be a very challenging game five, let's say, for Denver. So I would give Oklahoma City the advantage, even though Denver has done some things in this series that I think are a little bit of a roadmap defensively for the teams that the Thunder will face in the next round into how to limit the Thunder from running and really jam up some of the things they like to do in the half court at the same time and just make them totally dependent on Shea for all their offense. So it'll be interesting to see how other teams can apply that against them. But on paper, the Thunder is the best team. They were the best team all year, and they have a pretty easy bracket now. So if they can just take care of business at home tonight, I think it's advantage Thunder the rest of the way.
Real quick, John, circling back where we started, looking at the NBA draft for the Wizards, I think the consensus is saying Flagg will go one, Harper probably goes two. It looks like you're lower from your rankings on Ace Bailey, but it seems like he's probably going to go three or four. Edgecombe probably goes somewhere in that range as well. Outside of those guys, what do you think is the best option, or who do you think some of the guys are that the Wizards could target at six now?
So I would say two guys for them would be Con Knipple from Duke, who is I would describe him as, like, I think there's this negative viewpoint where Wizards fans are going to be like, oh, he's just Corey Kispert. And I think he actually has a lot more juice than Kispert, just in terms of being a guy who can make plays off the dribble, get all the way to the rim, defend his position. I think he's a really good player. The other guy I think they're probably going to end up looking at is Jeremiah Fears from Oklahoma, who is a pick-and-roll point guard, very good handle, can get downhill, get to the rim, had a pretty strong freshman year. He's a little small. The shooting's a little suspect. There's some overlap there with Poole, but I don't think you can make draft decisions if you're the Wizards based on Jordan Poole. right? He's not that level of building block, right? So yeah, I think Fears is another guy to definitely watch for the Wizards.
What, John, just in your best estimate as a guy that did this for the Grizz, like, when should Washington be competitive again?
So here's the thing with that's tough with the rebuild is that you don't know, because the thing that drives everything else is getting somebody who's good enough to be the best player on a good team. And until you have that, you're rebuilding. And so it could have been this year, right? If they ended up number one. But I think that's what makes it a little unknowable. Is until you have that guy, like, you haven't really started yet.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's so tough about the NBA is just you need to get that superstar by any means possible, and I think the Wizards felt like they had done everything that they could have, and they get the sixth pick, so maybe it's... But by all accords, you would know better than I would. It seems like next year's draft could be really good as well, so maybe if the Wizards
really
just
good.
Have to
yeah.
go through this
yeah,
again.
I've heard really good things about Darren Peterson as a guard who's going to Kansas. AJ DeBanza, I've seen him play twice, small forward going to BYU. I would compare him as a prospect, not as an NBA player necessarily, as a prospect to Andrew Wiggins, who went number one several years ago. And there are some other strong players too. Carlos Boozer's son, whose first name I'm blanking, Cameron Boozer, very strong prospect as well, playing for Duke. Like, it's a good crop next year.
John, thank you so much for the time. I promise we'll have you back when B's on the show and you can talk all of the glory days of the Burgundy and Gold.
Yeah, sorry I'm not B-Mitch.
That would be outstanding. I have many fond punt return memories. So
he was memorable.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, all right. Thanks so much, dude.
Thanks,
sorry
John.
We vented about the lottery being rigged.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's John Hollinger from The Athletic. You can give him a follow at John Hollinger, joining us via the Rude guest hotline. If it ain't rude, it ain't right. We got to talk some NFL scheduling. At some point, I'm going to let Conspiracy Theory Jeff explain how the NBA lottery works. Nobody go anywhere. Barstool Nate at noon.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.